Whenever we encounter old advertisements, we never assume that they speak to us as potential consumers of what they promote. Instead, we are amazed at what they offered for sale, the claims and associations they made, and the lifestyles they represented. If we come across old issues of magazines from the 1920s in a second-hand bookshop, we may find ourselves attracted by the advertisements as a window into history. I explore advertisements from the past and from abroad in order to develop a more critical attitude toward those we must deal with every day. By stepping momentarily beyond the boundaries of the present and the local, we learn to ask questions about contemporary advertisements that parallel those we more easily ask about older advertisements. My primary historical context is 20th century American advertising, although I give some consideration to representations of Westerners in contemporary Japanese advertisements. In studying the social and cultural ideas in advertising, I have found it instructive to ask three related analytic questions. The answer to them show how advertising constructs idealized images of people and how it describes their patterns of interacting with others. Asking and answering these questions is the fundamental research method for the study of advertisements. The first question is this: what is the idealized image of people in a particular social group? This question can be asked of a single advertisement, but it is more useful to apply the question to a large number of representations. The American woman, Arabs, or any social group can be examined in this way. By looking for the often repeated themes in how advertising portrays such people, we begin to understand the idealized images constructed in the world of advertising. It is probable that the representations will contain some points of difference from advertisement to advertisement. Such variations may reflect the complexity of the group itself. At other times, the differences may come about because the advertising world has limited or contradictory knowledge about such people. What is important to note is how advertising deals with issues of similarity and difference in its representations. Regularities, generalizations, and even patterns of variation in the images which advertising constructs can be seen by asking this question. Such an investigation is the first analytic step. The second question is this. How do people in the social group relate to others? In addition to assigning characteristics to example, if we look beyond the images of solitary American women in advertisements, we find that women are also represented in interaction with other groups of persons. Men, other women, children, salespeople, colleagues, and so on. What comes out of this second question is an understanding of the ideas about appropriate and idealized social relations in which people in the constructed group operate. Advertising first defines the group, but it quickly moves to place it in a social context. As with the first question, this second one is most productively applied to a number of advertisements rather than just a single one. From the second analytical step comes an understanding of the ideas of social relationships that advertising constructs. The third question follows the second. What is the quality of the relationships described? In looking for answers, we discover an important fact about social relationships expressed in advertising. A good example is this. Advertisements describing the social relationships of women with men. Men drive cars. Women ride as passengers. Men invite women out for an evening of dining and dancing. Women accept and dress to conform to men's expectations. Men sit at tables. Women prepare food and serve it to them and to children. The contradictory representations that strike us as unusual of men preparing food for women or of women proposing social engagements to men merely confirm the general and usual messages. This line of questioning assumes a relation between advertising and society. However, in no way does it assume a simple or straightforward relation. For example, that advertising simply reflects society, or that advertising molds society in its image. The truth is that advertising and society are related in both ways. Descriptions of society in advertisements have their bases in the social order, and the social order is continually recreated by referring to ideals in advertisements and elsewhere about what it should be.